You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now,
you've got issues,
and your boys in the morning have answers.
All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
So this one is a little bit different, Jeremy, because instead of somebody writing in and saying, hey, I got a problem, what do I do? Mm-hmm. Bree wrote to us and said, hey, I had a problem. Let me tell you what I did.
All right. How'd you fix it?
Although it may have set off a whole new problem. She says, Dom and Jeremy, I wondered if you could talk about setting boundaries with people. I sent a text message to my new mother-in-law. Well, let me jump in here. There's already drama right there, right? It's the new mother-in-law.
The new one. Okay.
I sent a text message to my new mother-in-law asking if she'd please give me a heads up before just dropping by, which is something she's done too many times. She hasn't responded to the message yet, so I'm guessing she's probably mad, but I just needed to set some boundaries with her before things got out of control. Is this a possible topic on your show? And that is from Bree. I have a buddy of mine who, it's funny, it's been a few years, but I remember him at a happy hour talking about having to set a boundary with a neighbor. So when I got this note from Bree, I sent him a text and he wrote back and he goes, yeah, my neighbor would just come by all the time and once even just opened the back door and walked into the kitchen offering me a beer. I finally had to have a talk and tell him that at my house, you don't just walk in. It pretty much killed the friendship, but I had to set a boundary.
Well, yeah. I mean, you can't have people walking into your house.
You know, some,
you got to say something.
Now, I know there are some people who are raised in small towns and they are neighborly that way. And people just would walk in and say, you know, here, Jeremy, here's a beer. Brought you a beer. Let's
Got any of that sweet tea?
And I know the whole thing about mother-in-law and father-in-law and other family members helping themselves to your house whenever they feel like it. I guarantee you we've got Dom and Jeremy listeners right now who have been down this path before.
Sure.
And have to set boundaries.
We're going to want your stories today. I would imagine there's a ton of boundaries with your kids in regard to your, you know, the mother-in-law or the father-in-law and how they treat the kids or what they feed them. I know we've had to put some boundaries up as far as, you know, we can't drop the kids off and just have you pack them full of sugar and sweets and crap. Like you can't do that. You gotta, you know, feed them healthy.
Do you think they're listening to you?
Yeah, I do. Cause we quiz the kids. And then
you don't think they would lie for grandma and grandpa?
Don't tell
like,
mom and dad.
Like
you ate
grandma
this whole
is gonna
or...
say, yeah, if you tell, you know, your parents that I'm giving you this, you mm-hmm. won't ever get it again.
And you won't be able to come back here ever again.
So the kids might be complicit in this now.
I know. Well, at least we have said something. The rest is up to them. Maybe boundaries with coworkers, even, you know,
for
and how you're
sure.
treated at work, you know. You got to, what's that old saying? You got to teach people how they treat you, basically. So don't take any crap and set boundaries up and speak your piece. So, yeah, whatever you guys want to call in and talk about today with boundaries.
We've already got it. Let's take one call before we go into the break. This is Leslie. Hey, Leslie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I love listening to you guys. You're awesome.
Oh, kiss your face.
Oh, stop some
face.
More.
Kiss your faces.
What do you know about setting boundaries, Leslie?
You know, I'm actually learning to do better at setting boundaries these days. Family is really fun when they just want to control what you're doing in your life and how you're doing it and who you're doing it with. And boundaries are becoming just that. Like when you get stipulations of, well, if you do this, then I'm not going to talk to you again.
You're okay. Like, okay, fine, don't talk to me.
Well, it was nice knowing you.
You'll be back. Can you say, say who
it
you...
Hurts my, but it hurts my heart.
Yeah.
Sure, because it's like it's family. Like, you shouldn't have to say these things to family, but...
Right.
Some family are jerks,
and I've got to, I know, but yeah, just...
Can you say who you had to set the boundary with?
My daughter, my twin sister, and my mother.
Wow, you were laying down the law.
Mm.
Yes, and my dad and my brother and my stepmom are like, you know what? cut them out.
Do you feel better that you've done it? You feel good?
You know, it really just happened recently, and I'm kind of like, just don't reply to text messages. Don't engage and let them know, like, I'm still here. If you want to be supportive and you want to, like, love me, then that's
you just kind of got to play by my rules. And it's not like you're making irrational or, you know, hard-to-please rules. I mean, you're just setting your own personal boundaries, right?
Yep. Pretty much.
Yeah. Mm.
Dom,
you know what's
something
interesting about that is that it, so there's stress involved with setting a boundary, but at the same time, think about all the ongoing stress if you never set the boundary. So it's almost like a little bit of pain now, right? The sharp knife versus the dull knife that's cutting off the limb, you know, over the span of 20 years.
Slowly, like a saw.
Dom said something interesting off
like
the air.
Like a dull knife.
Dom said something interesting off the air on Friday when we were kind of talking about this. We were talking about boundaries and how everyone kind of puts a negative spin on it. But it's funny because you're setting boundaries to actually improve your relationship with somebody. Like the boundary is a good thing, you know, because you like care about the relationship
though, right?
And you're like, this is going to improve our relationship.
You know, when you go through your life like trying to please everybody else your whole life, and then you kind of realize that the control that they're wanting to have on you, that you're like, no, like I'm going to set my own boundaries now because I want to be in control and I need to improve myself to do that.
Yeah, and we had somebody call in like a week or two ago when we were talking about the power of saying no, and that tiny little two-letter word has so much power associated with it. And I'll just say it again. The most important thing when you say no to people is not to qualify it. Just say no
say
and
no.
don't give a reason. Just
and
say this. I just, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want you to do that. Thank you.
Leslie, we're not going to put any boundaries on you.
You
can call whenever you want.
No. And I will listen to you guys all the time. I appreciate you guys. I was like listening this morning. I'm like, oh my God, I got to call on this one because this is like recent.
Thanks for opening up with us.
I'm glad you did, Leslie.
Have a fantastic day.
You too.
You as well. Thank you for being on the show. Love to Leslie. Yeah. Couple of more notes that we got that I really like. Megan says, I had to set a boundary with one of my coworkers who was constantly in my workspace, but mostly just to gossip. I made the mistake the first time of participating, and after that she was there every day, usually more than once a day, just talking about everyone. I finally said, this is my workspace. I need to keep it just work. She stormed off, and I heard later that now she goes to everyone else's workspace and talks about me.
It just globs on, huh?
And then Megan wrote, sigh.
Right, get a life. Man.
And then, well, let's bring it home with this one from Nona. I love that name. She said, setting boundaries is the key to improving your mental health. No reason to live your life based on other people's rules and guidelines. If someone doesn't respect your boundaries, they have no place in your life. It's a lesson I'm glad I learned young.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's deep.
That is good.
Deep dive.
And you know what? And what Nona is, I'm sure what she learns is that there is short-term pain, but that's for the long-term gain.
Right.